summer weather in Wisconsin is known for being unpredictable. According to the National Weather Service, 31 tornadoes touched down in Wisconsin from April through mid-June. That's more tornadoes than the state sees all year on average. As the severe weather season continues, so does the heat of summer. Parts of Wisconsin have already hit 90 degrees, and federal forecasts show the state is set to face above normal temperatures this summer. Here to share a weather outlook on this season is Amanda Latham. She's the Climate Outreach Specialist for the Wisconsin State Climatology Office. She joined WPR's Alex Crow.
It's been a busy summer weather season already in Wisconsin, but I want to start on the national scale, if that's okay, because El Nino is being talked about by a lot of the national media outlets. Can you tell us a little bit about what happens with El Nino and if we'll see any sort of impact here in Wisconsin?
Yeah, that's a really good question. It's a really big phenomenon that people talk about a lot, but don't always really understand what it is. So just very quickly, what El Nino is, we're looking at the Pacific Ocean water temperatures near the equator. So think down in South America near Ecuador and Peru. And when those waters are much warmer than average, that triggers an El Nino pattern. And so that influences ocean circulations, atmospheric circulations, the position of the jet stream. It causes the polar jet stream to shift a little bit further north. So it essentially locks all of the cold air up into Canada and up into the Arctic. For Wisconsin, we don't really see any consistent impacts from El Nino during the summer months. There are some data that suggests maybe it can lead to slightly cooler summer conditions, but those trends really aren't very significant. But we do see those more consistent and significant impacts during the winter months.
Let's turn now to Wisconsin in the month of April. It was the state's most severe month for thunderstorms, tornadoes, and flash flood warnings since records for those warnings began in 1986. That is according to the state climatology office. Do you expect this summer to follow a similar pattern that we've seen already in April?
You know, it's hard to say, because if we then look at May, that came right after April, and we hardly had any severe weather in the state. There was one tornado that was confirmed that is slightly lower than Wisconsin's average for the month of May. And so typically during the spring season, we see April a little bit quieter. May, we start to see things ramp up, and then summer is when we see a lot of that activity.
If we take a wide angle view of it, is that something that we could be seeing down the road, that severe weather starting earlier on, maybe in the springtime?
Yeah, that's definitely something that we've started to see in Wisconsin. If we compare when we saw the most severe weather, maybe in the 50s and 60s, or even 80s and 90s, to when we're seeing it now in the 2000s and 2020s, we are seeing severe weather seasons start earlier in Wisconsin and then also last a little bit longer into the fall.
Let's talk about summer heat. Overall for Wisconsin, are we looking at maybe a warmer summer or a cooler summer this year?
That's a good question. It does look like through the last little bit of June, things might stay a little bit cooler than average. It does look like July and August could really go either way. So unfortunately, it's undetermined.
All right, let's talk about precipitation. What have we seen so far in June this month, and are we looking at any sort of patterns developing there?
Yeah, June has been wet in certain regions, parts of central Wisconsin and southern Wisconsin that had multiple rounds of severe weather in the last few weeks got tons of rainfall, whereas some areas have been a lot drier. Up near Green Bay has been a bit drier. Off towards the northwestern part of the state has also been a bit drier.
Are we expecting to see those sort of wild swings so close in succession as some sort of pattern developing for the future?
Yeah, that is actually something we've already seen a bit in past years. Our office has nicknamed it the precipitation ping pong, where we seem to go back and forth between a really, really wet month and then a really, really dry month. And a lot of that has to do with just that seasonal variability, but also potentially the positioning of the jet stream, where that's setting up, and if that's changing from season to season as our climate has started to get a bit warmer.